is somewhat more problematic. But in the New Testament, clearly we have lots of talk of sort of eternal fire and pain and suffering and whatever on the one hand, and being at rest with God on the other hand. But purgatory is a place, an idea, that really has no, or at least minimal, scriptural authority. It's an idea that developed, in fact, in the early Christian centuries. One modern scholar who wrote a book called The Birth of Purgatory sort of attributes the invention of purgatory to St. Augustine. Certainly, it's around the time of St. Augustine, 4th and 5th centuries, that the idea of purgatory emerges and continues to develop in the Middle Ages. What's the basic premise of purgatory? Well, here's the problem. Remember that the earliest Christians practiced adult baptism, and many Christians, in fact, waited until their deathbeds to be baptized, the most famous example probably being the first Christian Roman emperor, Constantine. Although he supported Christianity for 2.5 decades, he was only baptized on his deathbed. But as Christianity became the established religion and infant baptism became the most common form of baptism, then it leaves a lot of open questions about what happens after a person is cleansed of sin from baptism and then lives a long life and sins more. Well, among other things, the church developed a whole system of penance, which ultimately took sacramental status in the Middle Ages. But also, it left still unanswered a question something like this. Let's say that somebody has committed a sin or some sins. And let's say that that person has begun to make a choice of confessing those sins, but gets interrupted by something like, oh, for example, death. To take a kind of silly example, imagine that you've committed sins, you finally decided you're going to confess your sins, and you get run over by a car on the way to church. What happens is a real question, because on the one hand, a person has begun to turn in the right direction. On the other hand, the person isn't cleansed of those sins through sacramental penance, and there are no impurities in heaven. And so purgatory began as a kind of idea to explain the way in which those who began to make the turn, began to repent, but had not fulfilled all the elements of repentance that were being defined by the church. Purgatory was a place for them to finish that process. It's important, therefore, to say that every soul that gets to purgatory ends up in heaven. Okay, purgatory is not its own kind of afterlife, and there really only is one direction you go when you get to purgatory. Everyone in purgatory goes to heaven, and when the final trumpet sounds and the last judgment occurs, purgatory will be emptied. All the souls there will go to heaven, and purgatory will no longer have any inhabitants for eternity.
And I think that that's a very important distinction to make, because when you go from hell to purgatory in Dante's scheme, the first thing you notice is the similarity. For both of these, it's a place of punishment. But the difference is much more important than the similarity. The punishment is purgative in purgatory. It's for a purpose. It's not an end in itself. And therefore, the final goal turns out to be much more important than the fact of punishment. It's as if to say, if there were an easier way to get souls ready for the vision of God, you'd do it. But there is no easier way, because on earth, there were all of these tendencies that allowed people to love the wrong things. In hell, we see the consequences of that. In hell, people are with what they loved. Right? If it turns out to be the wrong thing, but you have repented, you still have tendencies in that direction. And what you have to do is get rid of them so that your tendencies are entirely toward God, toward what is ahead. The punishment in purgatory is essentially a punishment that gets rid of those tendencies.
I think that as we take a look at this idea of purgatory, one of the things we need to appreciate is the fact that although there were certainly many writers who wrote about heaven and hell all through Christianity, that purgatory did not develop quite so thoroughly, and in many ways Dante had to be at his most inventive in creating a geography and a structure for the purgatory. And in fact, today, probably the common images of purgatory that people have, especially, I suppose, people who went to Catholic schools, is basically an image derived from Dante. When we think about, for example, the famous book of the 20th century by Thomas Merton, the